Even Ryan kind of gasped as Alex clicked all the way out to network and moved easily down another passage that showed the last names of teachers next to these little file icons. Right at the top was Ames, the principal. Alex clicked in there, and I crunched my head into Ryan's shoulder, casting a glance up the stairs to make sure my dad wasn't coming. Not like he would have any clue what we were doing, even if he saw it with his own eyes. Here's Alex, virtually marching into the principal's office, opening his file drawer and rooting through it. Yet, if some parent came down here, all we would have to do was act normal and make up some lie. Online stuff was awesome in my mind, though I wasn't Alex the master. Ah, a smorgasbord of emails, Alex noted. Shall we set ourselves to discover if our illustrious principal is having an online affair, or something of a darker nature?
Dirty emails from Mr. Ames, oh my God, Ryan cackled. Would that be the end of the universe?
Forget it. My dad has been playing racquetball with him twice a week for 10 years, I said. No friend of my parents is a pervert. It's physiologically impossible. Ryan seemed to buy that. My dad owns an engineering firm, and my mother is a prosecutor for the district attorney's office. Throughout my life, the words had floated around me from people in church or other parents in Little League. I had the perfect parents. I just sort of believed it. And that makes you automatically think their friends are perfect, too. Alex's dad was a shrink, and his mom was a housewife. Ryan's dad was the local chief of police, and his mom used to be a systems analyst until Earl, Ryan's older brother, came along. Earl was always in trouble. So much trouble, he made Ryan and his sister Renee look like angels, which they weren't. Mrs. Bowen had decided to be a full-time mom eons ago, or, in the case of the Bowen kids, a full-time enforcer. I jumped as my printer started to haul a sheet of paper through. I looked from its blinking lights to Alex, who was grinning with electric eyes. I should leave Mr. Ames a reprimand for cleaning out the library file, but saving his recipient's copy as a souvenir reminder of better days. I hadn't even seen the note come up on the screen, but Alex's brain worked like 10 times faster than mine. He reached for the paper and turned to face us. Dear Mr. Ames, he read, and I watched his face drop the victorious look. I have a problem getting along with people. I know that people wish I were dead, and at this moment in time, I see no alternative but to accommodate them in this wish. I have a wish. Not that anybody cares, but if anybody cared over the years, it was you. Here is my wish. I wish that I had been born somebody else.